It's an important time of year for politics. The different candidates go head to head on all sorts of issues. But why do we have them? It's finally debate season, and this is Pop Poly. Presidential debates are a big deal. It's a chance to hear the different candidates' ideas about a range of different topics. It's also an opportunity to see them battle it out on stage for millions to see. More importantly, they're a chance to sway voters and help undecided voters pick a side. But behind the intense questioning and fact-checking, everything is coordinated. From the type of microphone to the size of the stage, they're all discussed between the two parties. However, there are still some very important things that the candidates don't have control over, like the questions.
The participants tonight are Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. The 90-minute debate is divided into six segments, each 50 minutes long. We'll explore three topic areas tonight: achieving prosperity, America's direction, and securing America. At the start of each segment, I will ask the same lead-off question to both candidates, and they will each have up to 2 minutes to respond. From that point until the end of the segment, we'll have an open discussion. The questions are mine and have not been shared with the commission or the campaigns. The audience here in the room has agreed to remain silent so that we can focus on what the candidates are saying.
The moderator for the first of the presidential debates was Lester Holt, the host of NBC Nightly News. Due to the nature of the questions, it can often be hard for candidates to prepare.
The candidates have some idea of the topic area, even though they may not necessarily know the question specifically.
Jacqueline Joyner is the debate coach and English teacher at Carmel High School.
The moderator forms questions based on what the voters think are the most important issues. And so, obviously, the candidates would know to some measure what voters' expectations are, what voters feel like would be most important. And so campaign managers will have them practice, do research. They have a whole team behind them helping them get ready. And sometimes the people within the campaign act like the opposition, and they go through the questions with the presidential candidate to make sure that they can stand up to those questions.
The question focus for this election is mainly on national security, taxes, and job development. The candidates may talk a little about how to deal with racial violence and education, but the focus will most likely be on terrorism and the economy. The debate on October 4th was different. It's known as the vice presidential debate. This year is moderated by Elaine Quijano from CBS News. The debate is divided into 9 time segments, each about 10 minutes long. It's similar to the normal presidential debates, but just for the vice presidents. It gives the running mates the chance to show voters a different side of the candidates and clarify any policies that may be getting a lot of media attention or confusing in general. For the October 9th debate, take everything about normal debates and throw it out the window. This debate is known as a town hall debate. Half the questions are asked by citizens who are uncommitted voters, and the other half of questions are asked by the moderators of the debate. For the debate on the 9th, it was Martha Radiez from ABC This Week and Anderson Cooper of CNN. The questions from the moderators are based on topics that people have been talking about and have been getting a lot of media attention. This style debate goes quicker since the candidates only have 2 minutes each to answer the questions, and another minute of the moderator to ask follow-up questions.
They need to listen to the citizens, the voice of the citizens. What are they saying so that they can offer, so that they can stand up to that questioning period, and to not just believe that because they believe something that it is right, but what are the expectations and what are the expectations from the citizens here, and how are you going to offer to fix the problems that we currently face?
These questions might be more personal for the citizens and possibly harder for the candidates who don't know the situation to answer. For the October 19th debate, we go back to the normal presidential style with moderator-created questions. The moderator was Chris Wallace of Fox News Sunday. Questions lead the conversation during a debate, but they don't answer the question of why we have debates. Debates are a chance for candidates to get together to talk about their views on the same topic. They're great for simplifying ideas because they both have to answer the same question. Debates don't just happen with presidential candidates. Local elections have them too. If you're interested in the Indiana debates, check out IndianaDebateCommissions.com. Will you be watching? I know I will. For WHJE, I'm Kendall Fahey with Pop Poly, a podcast about politics. For more stories like this, and for more episodes of Pop Poly, visit whje.com.